but his powerful arms were no match for Trout Walker's motorized boat. They were little more than halfway across the lake when Miss Catherine heard the loud roar of the engine. Then she saw the ugly black smoke. These are the facts. The Walker boat smashed into Sam's boat. Sam was shot and killed in the water. Catherine Barlow was rescued against her wishes. When they returned to the shore, she saw Mary Lou's body lying on the ground. The donkey had been shot in the head. That all happened 110 years ago. Since then, not one drop of rain has fallen on Green Lake. You make the decision. Whom did God punish? 3 days after Sam's death, Miss Catherine shot the sheriff while he was sitting in his chair drinking a cup of coffee. Then she carefully applied a fresh coat of red lipstick and gave him the kiss he had asked for. For the next 20 years, Kissin' Kate Barlow was one of the most feared outlaws in all the West.
That was a sad and horrible story. I guess that even when Green Lake was beautiful, it was pretty horrible. Those townspeople killed Sam and his donkey just because Sam and Catherine kissed. Why should anyone care that he was black and she was white? Now we know why Catherine became the outlaw Kissin' Kate. And this must be the same Kate Barlow who robbed Stanley's great-grandfather. I wonder what she left behind in Green Lake, now Camp Green Lake. Whatever it was, it must still be very valuable, since the warden is so obsessed with finding it. Let's start chapter 27 on page 116.